So Richard Attenborough came up with a fine film which was made here, Closing the Ring. Alison Fleming once made a great documentary for UTV based on the story as well. We're talking about the B-17 Flying Fortress crash that happened at Cave Hill. Sadly, 10 US airmen died at the site near Belfast Zoo. The men died on the 1st of June 1944 when their B-17 Flying Fortress, heading for Nuts Corner, actually struck Cave Hill because of misty conditions. There was a lovely story about the finding of a wedding ring up there and it being reunited with the family who were the rightful owners. I want to speak to Will Lindsay and Alfie Montgomery, who've written a book about all of this. Chaps, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Frank.
Yes, Alfie, I'll go to you first of all, Alfie. I've more or less summed it up here. There's been a lot of coverage about this down the years. What have you set out to achieve in the book?
Well, you didn't give yourself credit, Frank. You interviewed me on television two or three times and also put out an appeal on 105 about 2 years ago where I appealed for any eyewitnesses with memories that may still be alive to contact me. Unfortunately, two people did come forward, so that their contribution has gone into the book.
Excellent.
To answer your question, Frank, Will has written a couple of previous publications on Langford Lodge, the American Air Base in Northern Ireland. And Will and I only met up about 5 years ago. Will knew of me and I knew of Will, but we both combined our interest and what knowledge we had of the crash. And we thought, well, let's research it further. And we have now ended up with a book, which is going to be over 370 pages and over 400 illustrations. So we've done our homework, Frank.
Well, it's going to be a fine read, and we're off to a good start, aren't we, Will? Because most of us have seen the film, we've watched the documentary, we have a good understanding of what happened on that fateful night, and when you link it all to the little ring being found, the wedding ring, and being reunited with the family who could lay claim to it, that was a little micro story within what is a massive tale.
Sure, you're right there, Frank. I'm very pleased that we've come this far over the last 4 years. I keep saying to Alfie, it's 75 years in the making, that we're now able to tell the true story. I mean, we've really thoroughly researched the crew on board the aircraft, the 10 crew. As recently as 2 or 3 weeks ago, we made contact with two of the crew's family members. So in this line of work, things do sort of happen in mysterious circumstances. Everything seems to work out in the end and, you know, everything comes together. It's going to be a very good read and well received. As I say, we've spent 4 years on the book. And even today, I'm still working on the book today and it's about to go out for test print tonight.
And what's it going to be called and who'll be publishing it?
Okay, I am the publisher. I am a self-published author twice over. And the book will be called 4297862, which is the actual call sign of the aircraft.
So that's it's as simple as that. It'll be emblazoned across the front, 4297862, and that is the story of the B-17 Flying Fortress. When should it be available, Will?
Well, we are having our official launch date at the Long Cash Airfield, the Ulster Aviation Society Heritage Museum, at the former May site on the 27th of April this month.
Good, that's coming right down the line. And Alfie, are you still visiting Cave Hill? Are you still looking, still keeping an eye to what might be found up there? Because things do turn up from time to time, don't they?
They do indeed, Frank. And again, you didn't take me up on my kind offer to take you up Cave Hill in your climbing gear. I do remember making that offer, do you? But yes, fragments are still turning up if you know the right place to look. Certainly, as I said before, there's no big chunks of aircraft coming up. The biggest pieces now you would find would be about the size of a small matchbox or, fragmented smaller than that. Unfortunately, even what did remain after the crash site, 75 years of metal and fabric in the soil. It's just deteriorated. It's gone back to dust. It's one of these things, Frank. You never know what you're going to find. There's days Will and I have gone up and we find absolutely nothing. And then there's other days you go up and we find things over areas that we've walked over before. You don't need to dig. In fact, it's not actually legal to dig on the site. You just find things coming up through the soil. It's not a grassy area. It would be like a flower bed. And obviously, when we get frost and heavy rain, it washes the stuff up to the surface. And that's the intrigue. It's a sort of a mystery of, you know, luck of the draw, what you might find.
Who was it that actually found the ring?
It was me, Frank. I found the ring back in 1993. And then, pre-internet days, spent 2.5 years writing over 100 letters to various American government departments, both military and civil, and eventually was able to trace the widow who still lived in, believe it or not, the same address that her husband left to go to war in back in 1944.
That is such an amazing story. It's a lovely story, and I recommend the film to anyone, in the documentary as well. Just remind us, Alfie, of how you felt when you found that ring, because you've been interested in it for so long.
Frank, when I actually found it on the crash site that day, I put it in my pocket and took it home and washed it under the water tap that night, thinking it was just a hydraulic pipe fitting or a washer. And when I ran it underneath the water tap, the centre of it crumbled and fell away. Well, that was obviously just the dirt and soil. But then when the water tap ran on the ring, I could see that it wasn't a copper fitting or a washer. It was coming up with a bright gold, and it actually twinkled under the spotlights in the kitchen at home. I knew then it was an item of jewellery, but didn't automatically tie it up with the aircraft, because where the plane crashed was close to the Floral Hall, and Floral Hall in the 1940s and 50s was a very, very busy dance venue on a Saturday night. So there was a chance somebody could have dropped it, lost it, somebody could have had a lover's tiff and thrown it into the bushes, whatever. So it was only when I was able to clean down the inside looking for a hallmark, it was actually inscribed with two names, Ruth and Larry, and their wedding date written the American way with the month before the day. And that started the whole line of inquiry and the 2.5 years of letter writing off. That was the kickoff.
Go ahead, finish the sentence for me. Go ahead.
We have a website up and running. If anybody would like to look at that, it gives a brief outline of what the book's about. If I may give that out, Frank.
Sure.
It's www.CaseHillBomberCrash.com. .co.uk. That's all lowercase. And I can't even, if you gave me an hour on the radio, Will and I couldn't describe what we have in the book, but we have found so much more information that has come to light. And Will has some flying experience as a pilot. So Will's knowledge, our research, our interviews with eyewitnesses, and reading what were written witness statements at the time, we have come to almost a conclusion of why the aircraft crashed. Weather-wise, it was a day very similar to today. It was gloomy, overcast, and top of Cave Hill, as I'm looking at it now, is actually covered in low clouds, so the aircraft didn't see the top of Cave Hill, and that was the main reason for the crash.
It's a very sad story in so many ways, but it's also incredibly, incredibly interesting. I've seen the film, I've watched the documentary, I've worked alongside Alison when she prepared that documentary, and thoroughly looking forward to reading the book by Alfie Montgomery and Will Lindsay. Chaps, thanks very much for telling us about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
Good morning.
Good morning to both of you, two guys who've spent years working on this project. And that is real history, absolutely World War II history in our city. 0289 0333 105. Good morning. This is the U105 phone-in.